ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta.
Of East Java. Where Maja Bahit once stood. Largest ancient kingdom. Changing and opening slowly over hundreds of years. A historical city on the move. A celebration of remarkable heritage, grandeur of the past, wondrous ancient architecture, and the outstanding universal values behind, where art absorbs the audience into colorful drama. hypnotic mesmerizes. Extraordinary feast exhilarates. And bring us back to the land of the ancient mountains. A myriad of outdoor adventures. In exceptional panoramic nature. Exciting variety. This is a land of historical significance. Where the old days are celebrated. Local cuisine is cherished. Beyond the city. Preparing for a thrilling ride on the vast sea of sand in Bromo, East Java. Wonderful Indonesia.
Lagu dance or the dance song by Deredia. But in the song, it's not only about the dance, but about when people are gathering in Indonesia, you gotta get some snacks. Besides coffee, you gotta get some accompaniment like dodol, a kind of bass, and then there's also the, how do we call it, Bakwan. You gotta find Bakwan. I cannot find the English equivalent for that, but I promise you that everything like this is quite interesting to try while you are hanging out with some Indonesian people. And now I'd like to bring you the quote of the day. If we have been bringing you the ones from the third Vice President of Indonesia, B.J. Habibie, I should say not only the Vice but also the President, but right now I'd like to bring you from the first one, which is the Founding Father, which is Sukarno, and here is his quote: "A great nation is a nation that honors its heroes." And that's the quote of the day.
Bermain brilliant tropical weather. Favorable wind. Excellent waves all year round. Perfect crystal tubes. Endless ideal spots for surfing. Grab a board. Travel far and wide in search of the next big wave. Get ready for fun in the sun. Meet new surf buddies along the way. The perfect escape. From popular resorts to secluded beaches. Tons of surfing spoils where both newbies and pros alike can enjoy. Awesome beach vibe. Adventure of a lifetime. Surf's up. Ride the untamed wave. Become one with nature. It's all about the sensation. Pure adrenaline rush. Subliminal surfing experience. Enjoy every thrilling second. The truest sense of freedom. Unforgettable moments in and out of the water. Sharing unlimited passion. Forging lasting friendships. Good times. Good company. Living it up into the night. Cooling off after a splendid day of surfing. Vibrant, colorful nightlife. The ultimate surfer's paradise. Wonderful Indonesia.
Tuliskan kesedihan, semua tak bisa kau.
So the pastor is better, just like so many things. And if we are talking in the digital landscape, it might be meaning that we're talking about the speed of the internet, but it's not about it. Instead, it is about Indonesia adding the speed for all terrain in the country, as reported by rri.co.id. The Indonesian railway operator KAI increased the speed, not all but some routes for the national railway, as part from the implementation of the railway trip graphic, or it is abbreviated as KPK. And this movement is supporting also the Asta Cita, or the main focuses of our President Prabowo Subianto, in accelerating the safe, modern, and efficient development of the railway infrastructure in the country.
Kau tersaya, rasa capek jadi hilang. Semuanya karena kangen. Mata ngantuk hari gelap jadi terang, karena sang mata putus kirim pesanan. Pesan cinta, pesan sayang, untuk diri saya seorang. Oh, Terkadang saya rasa kangen.
Indonesia, a tapestry of diverse cultures, woven together with threads of mutual respect and understanding. As you immerse yourself in our rich traditions and vibrant lifestyles, we invite you to embrace the spirit of respect that binds us all. So let's honor each other's customs and beliefs, forge connections built on acceptance and admiration, and foster a way of life where every individual is valued.
Thank you.
Dewa 19, Ari Lasso with Tangis Terakhir, or The Last Tear. But it is not the last information or thing that we are going to broadcast in today's program. There is still a lot of them, but I would like to use this time to invite you to tell us what you think about the Voice of Indonesia. If you are using the application RRI Digital, please find below this video player, you'll find the comment section, and just write something that you think right now. Or maybe if you are a little bit shy and you prefer using social media, you can find us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, VOI_official. And also, if you have the WhatsApp application, you can save our number. It is +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And make sure to stay tuned in The Voice of Indonesia. Listening to Ina Kamari with Gurimis Aje, another legendary piece from Benyamin Sueb, an Indonesian legendary, I'd like to say, artist, because he is doing a lot of work on acting, music, and so many things, especially the culture of Betawi. And of course, not only the song Gurimis Aje, we also have one more thing, very Indonesian, and it might be not for everyone, but trust me, if you try it and open your mind, it is apparently for everyone. After this, we will be listening to the story about Durian, the king for everyone. That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit, famous for having a strong scent. Durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins.
You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petruk, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and benibor. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua.
Durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Whoa, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It means our ears also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
is this durian right? Tenor, we test by striking it.
Suara tinggi,
we know there is baritone, tenor, and bass.
Nah, kalau ini suara
high, medium, and low.
Bass.
The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so, we strike it.
Loh, dipukul.
It's right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Ngatina, says, we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana. Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau pergi jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by a thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decides on a straight line on the peel to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya ini
jalurnya. Just take a straight line like this.
Lepas ini. Nah. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan.
Then, slowly can see the flash. Here
ya,
it is.
Terlihat. Ya.
Beneath the green, thick, and thorny peel is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya.
Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor. Or in Purworejo, they have the durian kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you.
Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Saemon 君の匂いがした歩き方さえもその笑い声がしたいつか消えてなくなる君の全てをこの目に焼き付けておくことは無権利なんかじゃない義務だと思うんだ
whimsical, warm-hearted, an enchanting universe generously welcomes you to an experience of a lifetime. Gentle people of Flores, wonderful Indonesia.
This is a cover of Yellow by Saga, another piece that is recorded right in our studio during the session. If you want to know more about the session, please follow our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today. Listener, here's the headlines. Hashim Joyo Hadikusumo named the head of advisory board for museums and cultural heritage, and the government to announce decree on Ramadan study. And here is the news in detail. The Minister of Culture, Fadlizon, has appointed Hashim Joyohadikusumo, a well-known businessman, philanthropist, and younger brother of President Prabowo Subianto, to lead the Museum and Cultural Heritage Advisory Board. The official announcement was made during a ceremony at National Museum of Indonesia in Jakarta on Monday, January 20, 2025. In his speech, Fadlizon expressed confidence in Hashim's ability to bring together a strong team, emphasizing the importance of collaboration between the government and private sector to preserve and promote Indonesia's cultural heritage.
Hopefully Mr. Hashim will form a very strong board, because this really requires a public-private partnership. It needs to be an effort from all stakeholders, all parties. It can't just be the central government. It can't just be the regional government or district or city or government, but it must also come from the private sector, from entrepreneurs. Moreover, entrepreneurs who have been getting their business from Indonesia. I think we hope they can make a contribution to the advancement of Indonesian culture.
Memberikan sumbangannya bagi kemajuan budaya Indonesia.
Fadlizon added that the advisory board will include the business leaders and philanthropists who are passionate about Indonesia's culture and history. He believes this partnership will play a key role in speeding up improvements in museums and cultural sites across the country. The Minister for Primary and Secondary Education, Abdul Mukti, today said his ministry will soon announce the study plan for Ramadan 2025. And according to him, three related ministers, including himself, have signed the joint decree on the Ramadan study plan 2025. However, the official decree will be announced by President Prabowo Subianto.